Say about what happened at the site, the scene of the end of the Boston Marathon, with all the carnage that was there. News media happy to show you all of the blood and guts, legs, dismemberments, all that stuff. But yet, when it came to the basketball player who had his leg broken in three or four places and you saw his bones, I didn't want to do that because it was too gruesome, but it's not too gruesome to show you pictures of buildings and people dismembered and blown up all over the place like it was just another movie. It's disgusting the way these people have a double standard. It really is.
It didn't take much to launch you off.
True, though.
So it makes you think, when all of the media decides that the Kevin Ware compound fracture of his leg is too gruesome to show, and they all decide we're not going to show this anymore, yet when it comes to the news, they're all racing to show you anything they can.
And repeat the same thing
over and over again. So it makes you wonder, in that newsroom, that decision-making process, where is that line between a sports injury and a terrorism injury?
I did hear Fox News say something interesting, and they said that they would not show during family viewing hours, which I don't know exactly when they consider that on Fox News.
2 a.m.
Yeah, this happened to be around 5 p.m. They said during family viewing hours they would not be showing that footage. And I think for the most part they stuck to it. I didn't see anything too gruesome other than just the people running around.
It's all self-serving BS.
You know,
they're just so miserable. You're just miserable cretins.
Well, and hey, listen, in our conversations here, we have to be a part of a responsible crew. I mean, we realize that there are families running around right now and their kids in the minivan, and we don't want people to think, that they can't listen.
Kids in the minivan. What about kids riding in the back of a sedan?
Well,
or a convertible. Better yet.
Better be strapped down.
That's the picture. I know that when I ride around in my car with my kids in my car, what I can listen to and what I cannot listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing. When you're watching television, when you're watching the news, I could not turn the news on last night because I did not want my kids seeing those things. Mm-hmm. We can have a conversation about it, but I don't want them seeing it. And my son didn't have to go to school today because he was sick, so I figured I'll talk to him about it today because he's going to hear about it in school. My daughter, kindergarten, not so much. Third and fourth grade is when you start having these conversations with the kids about what's really going on.
Did you see that quote from Fred Rogers that said that if your kid is watching it, have him look for people who are helping because there are always people helping.
The quote is, my mom always told me when bad things happen, look for the helpers. The helpers are always around.
Yep. Sesame Street was even tweeting today saying, we recommend, we're really sorry, our prayers go out to everyone in Boston. We really recommend that you don't let your kids see repeated images like that on TV. And I think it's interesting that Sesame Street would say something like that, would tweet something. But I think parents are very confused about how much to address with their kids, don't you think? I mean, I think the age is something that you don't want to instill fear, but you want your kids to know what's going on. I think it's a slippery slope.
Well, and you can't not talk to them about it. I've tried that.
You got to do that.
I've tried that, but then they go to school and it's all over school. And again, with my kindergartner, no big deal. With my third grader, the kids in class are talking about it, and you don't want him getting his information from them.
Right. But on the other hand, you don't want them seeing it over and over again. I remember I was 9 years old when President Kennedy was shot, and I was home because I had been sick. And I remember after watching it on the news for about a half an hour, I got really annoyed because at that time there wasn't cable or anything. It was just the basic local stations. And they took off all the cartoons, and I was really annoyed. Like, couldn't they leave, like, one station with cartoons on it? This has to all be this news stuff? So I think kids are pretty resilient as long as you don't overdose them.
I was the same way last night with Revolution.
I was really annoyed about
I wanted to get away from the news, and I wanted to watch Revolution, and here's Brian Williams. Monday night.
You ruined our night, yeah. All right. The Framingham Drum and Bugle Corps, the town I live in is Framingham, Massachusetts, and the Drum and Bugle Corps was stationed along the route of the Boston Marathon. And so I'm reading some of the blogs, some of the texting and the messages back and forth from these 70 drummers that come in to play. They actually use African-style drums, and they have a local fellow who works in one of the high schools who's a percussionist who teaches and trains these people. They've been doing it for 23 years. Can you imagine how high the mood was as the racers started coming up? They were at the bottom of what they call Heartbreak Hill. They stationed themselves there, and they drum to get people energized as they go up the hill. They're there, the members of them using the drums to, get, if you can imagine, when you get to, if you haven't ever been there, maybe some of you have seen it, but I've never run the race, but I certainly have, as I drove the pace car for 6 years, became very familiar with every inch. I've certainly traveled it, you drive it, but you don't think about it as being part of the race, most of it anyway, until you actually are in the race. So I remember going up Heartbreak Hill the first time. I was driving a Chrysler convertible, and I was doing the reports and feedback to the radio station, and I'd been asked to drive this car, and I thought, oh yeah, what the heck, it'd be fun. So I did it for 6 years, and you get to tell. I was the guy who told the stories about the people who were along the race path, the people who were, there were people in the back seat that were looking at the runners themselves, and they were describing, had four different radio stations in the car. There's always a pool. I, at least for those 6 years, got to drive it, and then there were three other stations, and they'd pick lottery kind of style who'd get to be in the car so they could do their live reports back to the people listening. So anyway, the two people in the back seat are sort of kneeling on the seat, looking out over the back and feeding back their stories. And I'm feeding back the story about the people with the cups of water or the cups of orange juice or the signs that they're hanging out or who's there to support these runners. And this group was always at the foot of the hill that has about a 15 degree when you get really up to it. It's a pretty steep hill. That's why they call it Heartbreak Hill, because a lot of people just give up when they get there. They don't have what it takes to get to the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. So these people in the Framingham Drum Corps are at the bottom of the hill, and it has always been a way for people. I'm looking at the blog. People showing up there around 9:15 yesterday morning with the intention of cheering the runners on as usual, encouraging people, the energy to get up Heartbreak Hill. The weather was perfect yesterday. Runners and drummers, sun bright, wind normal, no rain. The history of this is it's pretty well documented. But can you imagine what was going on with them as they learned shortly before 3 o'clock what was going on? They stopped, in essence. And they, for whatever the reason, I'm reading what just happened. Here's one of the fellows. Matter of fact, this is the director, John Tracy, who's blogging, what just happened? Don't know much. Don't know how we matter to each other. With the news, I reached out to family, the ones I love, the ones I care about. And what matters also is to reach out to you, the community of family that's been sharing so much here with the people that we don't really know. But we have a community now, a common experience, the shock of it, what's being expressed without words, the things that we now, there were people that were just, there's a picture of somebody who's just walking around aimlessly because the road's still, the race has stopped, and people are just milling around, and some of these people are picking up some of the trash along the way, the race cups, I mean the water cups, that sort of stuff, and then they realize that there's nothing else they can do, so they get in their cars and they go back home, but they keep checking on the radio. There was one fellow who said, I wanted to turn the radio off. And another fellow said, no, we need to find out what more, what's happening with more of these people. And one lady writes about how she got home and just snuggled up with her dogs on the couch. So it's, they're all ages here. I'm looking at pictures of these people, all ages of people that play these drums. And it really is, it's just another one of the side stories to what happened yesterday. And it's, I don't know, it's just mindless stuff.
It's amazing.
It's just so mindless.
When you think about all of the stories that come out of an event. You know, when you have hundreds of thousands of people around, everybody's got a story and everybody's got a perspective. And there's so many interesting things that come out of it.
Well, that's why it's more than just playing the same dirty footage over and over and over again, which you don't get there, and maybe what you don't get from a lot of the radio programs. But this is something that will go on. You know, the heat of it will be 24 to 48 hours, and then it'll calm down a little bit, and then there'll be, you know, a focus on the person who did it and how well are the people doing who had damage, and when is the city going to get back to normal, and all that sort of
thing. I think my favorite thing still will be the Google Doc person who offered up their couch, who said, I have a couch to offer and two beautiful chihuahuas to love you.
There you
my
go.
Apartment is open to everyone.
When our veterans return home, challenges they face vary with family and friends to support them. Some make the transition easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. It's something to think about. Friends supporting other friends. Some make the transition easily with the help of family and friends to support them, and others don't necessarily have that luxury. And that's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation steps in. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans could slip through the cracks. We know how that happens. Many of them do, in fact. And that's just not acceptable. I know that many of you support the Purple Heart Service Foundation since we started talking about it here on Good Day. It's evident in your donations. I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support ongoing, not just once, but every day for some of them, every week, every month. Be part of the group helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Just text PURPLE to 20222. That's texting PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 using cash and credit card. Donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can go online to purpleheartcars.org.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do.
What's next? If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at SelfRelianceExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Somebody, we all need somebody. Whether we find somebody that fulfills those needs is the question. A lot of you feeling the stress and the fear and trying to find a safe place. Nobody's. I don't imagine many Bostonians are going to get run out of town by what happened. Whether you think the government's responsible for it or
people are tough.
Yeah.
All right. So this song was number one on what date?
This is 2010. This is a 3-year-old song, Lady Antebellum. Yeah. Need You Now. What do you need now?
Now,
bring yourself around to not spending the rest of the week in a sulk or a funk.
I just looked at the other number one songs that were number one on this date.
Yeah.
I think this song is probably a good song for today.
Jeremiah was the bulldog.
Really?
Why not? Can't you hear a song like this every now and then, especially on a day like today?
Right. Yeah.
Looking at the positive instead of the negative, having a little fun.
Yeah.
Come on, bring it.
So, Ken Kessler is here with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and me. I'm Doug Steffen. The bombs themselves. One of the things that I heard a lot of, discussion of signature bombs. When people are in, they've done a lot of work on the bombs that we used in Iraq and bombs that we used in Afghanistan by the people who, were making bombs and want to blow up soldiers and innocent people and that sort of thing. So they're looking for that in including fingerprints, because there were three bombs that did not go off. So obviously this guy was no I think I'm chuckling about it, but I'm not thinking this guy's a pro, which may lead to some credence being given to this 20-year-old who is at least a suspect at the moment. Are there others? Who knows? There's a lot of people, and what'll make it worse for the Muslim community, Muslim rather than Muslim. Well, some people spell it M-O-S, don't they? Some people spell it M-U-S, and others spell it M-O-S. But anyway, the Muslim community in general will be vilified by some, you know it and I know it, listening to some of the right of center talk radio programs. They're going to have a field day with this guy's name and his background. He's a Saudi, and so that goes on. But the interesting thing is how much money we spend preparing people, training people to know this. Every city now has a bomb squad. Everybody's got a SWAT team. I mean, even some of the smaller, medium-sized communities have these people that are part of the staff that are trained in all of this. Learn what to look for. Learn how to dismantle a bomb or disarm a bomb. And we think, you know, this is a very special. It isn't. There are tons of these people. I was in an office building yesterday on Route 9, which is the main thoroughfare in Framingham, and a lawyer's office, and the state police headquarters are right next door. And the sirens and the vehicles tearing out of there, even some of those old World War II ambulances, I mean, they tore out everything. They were looking to just anything that was movable, they sent into this place. And any piece of gear or equipment to try to figure out, in part, not only the bomber motives, why this store, why this place, and where were the other bombs that they found, and can you see by looking at them? I heard, and I don't think this is an official story, but I heard one person say that the bombs they found were all pretty much the same, whatever that means. But they can take little bits of DNA off of the bombs, and you know, then they can, because anybody who's in custody or has been in custody for anything like this will have a DNA profile. Isn't that what they do now? I think they automatically do that if you're
convicted of a crime,
some kind of a felony.
A felony,
right.
Yes.
So pretty, it's part of the top pyramid of stories on the bombing at the Marathon.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in the March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and get a healthy beginning to their newborns. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats. There's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, trying to broaden out our conversation about the happenings, the circumstances, the lives of people who were changed forever. Some people, hundreds if not thousands of people, were involved in the race in Boston on Monday, have different stories to tell. The ramifications are serious pretty much across the board here for this. And especially if it becomes if it's only one person deal and it's some crank kind of a thing. The president said it was terrorism. At least the first time around he said weren't sure. Then the White House said it is terrorism. And then you wonder, okay, if it is this 20-year-old guy, then what's his connection to whom? The people who are there are, we do know. We all understand that the bad guys always have some stupid person do the dirty work for them, somebody who just believes because they want to believe. Look at the history of the story of most of the people that were in those planes that hit the buildings in New York and Washington, and they were all pushed into place by zealots that were older than they were. They were pretty smart, some of them, well-educated, but the guys who come up with the ideas, like Hitler or any of these people that do this sort of stuff, I mean, you can say that about, I guess, some of the things we've done in our country, go to war. Who goes? The president doesn't go to war. The king doesn't go to war, at least not now. Used to,
yeah.
But
how kings were made before.
Yeah, right. They were victors in battle.
War heroes, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we don't do that anymore, though. We send underlings. We send people that we can brainwash.
Now our kings avoid going to war at all costs if they can.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
Eisenhower, I guess.
Eisenhower was the last president who had any real war training experience, visibility. Kennedy
and
was
Bush.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Bush was a war hero.
They were. Huh? Oh, you're talking about Old Man Bush.
Old Man Bush.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was, yeah. Actually, he had a pretty good story, Old Man Bush did.
Yeah.
And so did Kennedy. Not as good as Eisenhower, but at any rate, you get the point that I'm trying to make here. Meanwhile, making other points, some of our radio brethren, Richie, have some interesting stories and side stories.
This is pretty interesting. They're tweeting out saying, if you were there, look closely at all of your pictures and videos. The Boston Perps capture will be crowdsourced. Basically saying that if you were there and you were taking pictures and tweeting and posting them to Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and whatever, take a second look at your pictures and see if there's anything in there that you may have noticed. And this is really, they're using the hashtag somebody saw something on Twitter, and Kenny's going to look that up and see what we found there. But as an example, even as the dust was settling on Boylston Street.
Boylston
Street, thank you.
Yep.
A very interesting image popped up on Twitter that was shared by the activist group Anonymous. And the photo shows a picture of a man on the roof of a building. You can see this picture at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Directly above where the first bomb exploded. Who was this guy? Was he a maintenance worker? Was he a media member, a race official, or somebody with a little bit more sinister intent? Nobody knows yet. But this picture was posted by the activist group Anonymous and was retweeted 22,000 times by the end of Monday evening.
Hmm.
And this just goes to show you that crowdsourcing, along with all of the video cameras, you know, up in the sky and the buildings and everything, you can't do anything anymore without somebody having it on film.
Yep. You get, that's one of the good things about all of this.
Ken, were you able to find any of the hashtag someone saw something on Twitter? Was there anything there?
There's nothing there yet.
I looked too. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
This was just posted, and some people have retweeted it, but with the question, are you the new Zapruder?
Are you the news approver?
Somebody saw something.
Yeah, that was what, remember, that's how they figured out what happened with Kennedy. It's 23 minutes for the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, some more ideas on how to help you talk to members of your family about the news in general, and specifically some of these stories that we've been talking about the last couple of days.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover card. So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Spring is officially here, and for many people, that means allergies. Longtime allergy sufferer and host of Dancing with the Stars, Brooke Burke-Charvet, has once again teamed up with the makers of Claritin to take their new challenge and share her story.
Spring is a very busy time. I'm hosting Dancing with the Stars. My children are more active and demanding, and I love to find time to exercise outdoors. I have no time to let allergies get the best of me. My Claritin Clear Challenge is a 2-minute sneak peek into my daily life. You'll get an idea of how I'm able to handle some of life's everyday obstacles without having to worry about my allergies. This spring, I'm taking the Claritin Clear Challenge. It's simple. When your allergies start, take one 24-hour Claritin every day of your allergy season, as long as your allergy triggers remain, for continuous relief or your money back.
Visit ClaritinChallenge.com for details about Brooke's story and the money-back guarantee. That's ClaritinChallenge.com. Use as directed.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 19 and a half minutes for the hour. All right, so the next, let's turn the page, Richie. The next page, and these books have a lot of instrumentation in them, I think. Anyway, I'm happy we're able to post these at DougStefan.com. This is not just about the Boston Marathon. This is about anything. We have so many of these graphic images now, and in order to help parents out, there's a list of books that we put together to help you discuss all events like this. You should have these books in your bookshelf with whatever else you've got there. Great novels, great fiction, great self-help books, whatever it is. There's a book called A Terrible Thing Happened by Margaret Holmes. It becomes simplistic for me to go through the theme of the book, although I find this one kind of interesting. After the main character, Sherman, sees something bad happen, he becomes anxious and then angry. When a counselor helps him talk about these emotions, he feels better about it. Now, is there too much discussion these days about counselors? I think you do what you think is right here. I think you talk about parents or maybe friends or whatever. And then let's see here. There's another book called Let's Talk About Living in a World with Violence. It's a book for school-age children by James Garbarino. This is for elementary school, so you move. There's another one called I Hate Superman by Louise Simonson. This is for older elementary school children. This is about looking up to people. Who do you have? And this is a great discussion to have with your children, Richie, or anybody's children. Who do you have? Who do you ask your children who they look up to? And they're going to say mommy and daddy.
Sure, yeah.
That's fine. But what else are they focused on? Who else in the family? Maybe somebody at school. Maybe somebody they've learned. Maybe the Taekwondo
Roberta
teacher.
Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying. There's another one, Tough Stuff, a children's book about trauma by Joy Wilth-Berry and Ernie Hergenroder. It examines in simple text and illustrations a variety of situations that cause varying degrees of emotional or physical trauma and how to deal with each of those. Again, somebody in your family gets hurt in a car crash, for example, or any number of things. Grandma falls down the stairs. How do you talk to your children about that? I think it's a very practical approach, and I'm pleased that Ken Kessler put this together. The reference point, again, from today's show at DougStefan.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle, GMC Certified Service Experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to Geico, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, Geico's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're lost in a home,
or you're sinking,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Sharing the love is a good thing to do. 14 before the hour. Doug Steffen with the gang on the Good Day program. So what do you do, Richie, if you find a bomb? Who in the world is looking for a bomb?
After we have one of these events, the management of the building that we're in usually sends out just a reminder, security awareness tips. And one of the things they send out is, if you find a suspicious package, what should you do? Call 911 right away and alert the people around you to leave the premise. If you're in a building, tell a security officer or building management. Do not use a cell phone or a two-way radio to call authorities because it can act as a detonator. Call from a landline phone only. Do not move the package, bump it, or shake it. It's best just to leave it where you found it. And if it's small enough, try to cover it with a trash can and make sure the trash can is not touching the package. This will prevent whatever it is from spreading. And if the package is ticking, vibrating, or has an odor, evacuate the area immediately. That would be a duh.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
That would be a duh. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap and warm water if you handle the package in any way. Stay in a separate area from others, as the package may contain chemical, biological, or radiological materials. And when emergency personnel arrive, be prepared to answer questions about who was around you when you noticed the package.
Wow. All right. Oh, man.
I got you feel better now?
You want to go through this see something, say something awareness tips?
Is this obvious or not? Are people so naive that they don't know this? I suppose maybe we're living in a sea of...
People just don't think about it. Yeah. It's just you're going through your daily life and you don't have this top of mind. And every now and then, I have to tell you, I read these tips when they send them to me because this is my responsibility here. This is my little area.
Right. Yep.
And you have to kind of know when you're walking through a building and you see something, what should I do? Mm-hmm. So see something, say something is describe exactly what the suspicious activity is, the precise location, the number of people, the ages, the gender, and the physical descriptions of each individual observed, the date, time, and duration of the activity, and note any vehicle colors, make of the car, or license plate.
Uh-huh.
Just keep it in the back of your mind.
Common sense stuff. And not bad to have a little common sense, a lot of common sense. I noticed now, for example, in Washington, the Metro is spending millions of dollars to triple the number of video cameras. That's what you're going to see.
Millions of dollars that they don't have.
Right. Well, but I'm suggesting the reason that I'm bringing that up, Richie, is because in cities like Washington, New York, Boston, if we don't think, you watch the show personally, person of interest.
Yep.
If you don't think that that's the reality now,
mm-hmm.
it will be in
smile
a year. Look around any place. You're going to be watched. They have that facial recognition stuff on you all the time. That's just the way that it is. That's the world we live in. What a damn shame. 10 minutes for the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Kickstarter news. Remember we talked about Veronica Mars' campaign to get that movie made? $5,700,000. 91,000 backers. More news on the twists and turns for entrepreneurs. Here's Sidney Armani, a top Silicon Valley entrepreneur committed to bringing the good news about crowdfunding to every community. And that's the story with Mike Hayes here on Good Day.
There's a growing movement among important media executives that is already underway to bring the important issue of crowdfunding to the American public as being possibly the best way for American communities to solve many of their everyday problems. Hi, I'm Mike Hayes, and you're listening to Startups in American News and Crowdfunding Success Stories. This past week, I was in neighboring Silicon Valley to attend a high-level conference of venture capitalists and entrepreneurs called SV Crowdfund. The conference is held to celebrate the first anniversary of the Jobs Act signed by President Obama last year, and it was attended by people who implement crowdfunding as part of their current crowdfunding and marketing strategies. Longtime Silicon Valley entrepreneur Sidney Armani is the dynamic organizer of the conference, which was well attended not only by journalists like me searching worthy topics, but also by individuals who are considering supporting crowdfunding projects or investing in businesses through crowdfunding. Sydney has also launched the new media site, crowdfundbeat.com.
I have a vision that this platform will pop up in the local newspaper, online newspaper. We have this project. This is going to happen. This is a community center. Somebody doing it. We need to have staff. We need to have money for that. That would be a great power. Crowdfunding is for people, by the power of it. Everybody is very passionate about the crowdfunding, and they see it as the next generation. Most of these news are basically happening in your community. We have stories that how crowdfunding built a small playground in somewhere in a small little town in Kansas. So it's a variety of the news that is involved people. It's crowdfunding information for people in the crowdfunding, news and information. This is the bad news. This is the fact that people actually the neighborhood. Good thing about the crowdfunding is that people like you, they have ideas, they have, they're experts in this field. There's this news of a crowdfunding happening. They come to us and say, here, this is what's happening in our neighborhood about crowdfunding. Francis Portella, he just donated one of those ranches for the neighborhood in Sonoma, and they turned it into the little community center for the city, which is wonderful. And they want to do this crowdfunding, and they are doing crowdfunding to do fundraising. That's what the story we want to look for, to inspire other neighborhoods, to inspire other regions of the country to do such a thing like that. The nature of entrepreneurship in Silicon Valley is that you can do anything, and that's very American. Here you come here, nobody care about if you have an accent, if you care about you have money, you don't have money. As long as you have an idea and you are smart enough, and you have this passion to build this thing, they look at this and they will build it. So we have that. So we have a lot of people that from around the world. They come here and they put these teams together as a partnership, and how it works. We have companies that have capacity of American, Indian, Persian. So this is what's all about Silicon Valley is. And we decided to do this conference to put the message, that, hey, Silicon Valley, this conference and the crowdfunding, they go hand to hand. Because we see these kids, they come over here, they want to do this, project. And, they have to go through very, very difficult times. So we decided to put this conference, to put the Silicon Valley and crowdfund a unique way together. We'll say, the art team is Silicon Valley everywhere. You don't have to live in Akron, Ohio to come over here and, to build this system. Your crowd can be all around the world, or in our case, all around the country.
Sidney Armani launched Crowdfund Beat to convey crowdfunding human interest stories. He's traveled the world and seen that crowdfunding can help communities and individuals across every level of society. I'm Mike Hayes for Startups in American News, Crowdfunding Success Stories. If you have questions about crowdfunding for yourself or your community, email me, Mike@StartupAmericanNews.org. That's Mike@StartupAmericanNews.org. Thanks for joining me.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.